Living Up to the Hype, Superconductors, presented by Science at NASA. NASA research is unlocking the amazing potential of high-temperature superconductors. February 5, 2003. Few technologies ever enjoy the sort of rock star celebrity that superconductors received in the late 1980s. Headlines the world over trumpeted the discovery of high-temperature superconductors, abbreviated HTS, and the media and scientists alike gushed over the marvels that we could soon expect from this promising young technology. Levitating 300-mile-per-hour trains, ultra-fast computers, and cheaper, cleaner electricity were to be just the beginning of its long and illustrious career. Today, we might ask, like a Hollywood gossip columnist, whatever happened to all that high-temp hype? It was the hottest potato of its time, but it all fizzled out, says Louis Castellani, president of the Houston-based HTS company Metal Oxide Technologies Incorporated, or METOX for short. The problem, he says, was learning to make wire out of it. These superconductors are made of ceramics, the same kind of material in coffee mugs. This came as a surprise to scientists who discovered high-temperature superconductors in the 1980s, because ceramics are normally very poor conductors of electricity. Ceramics are also hard and brittle. Finding an industrial way to make long, flexible wires out of them was going to be difficult. Indeed, the first attempts were disappointing. So-called first-generation HTS wire was relatively expensive, 5 to 10 times the cost of copper wire. Furthermore, the amount of current it could carry often fell short of its potential, only 2 or 3 times that of copper, versus a potential of more than 100 times. But now, thanks to years of research involving experiments flown on the space shuttle, this is about to change. The NASA-funded Texas Center for Superconductivity and Advanced Materials, or TCSAM, at the University of Houston, is teaming with METOX to produce the smash hit that scientists have been seeking since the 1980s, a second-generation HTS wire that realizes the full 100-fold improvement in current capacity over copper, yet costs about the same as copper to produce. Once famous superconductors may be about to step back into the limelight. The audience awaits. The special talent of superconductors is that they have zero resistance to electric current, absolutely none. In theory, a loop of HTS wire could carry a circling current forever without even needing a power source to keep it going. In normal conductors, such as copper wire, the atoms of the wire impede the free flow of electrons, sapping the current's energy and squandering it as heat. Today, about 6 to 7% of the electricity generated in the United States gets lost along the way to consumers, partly due to the resistance of transmission lines, according to U.S. Energy Information Agency documents. Replacing these lines with superconducting wire would boost utilities' efficiencies and would go a long way toward curbing the nation's greenhouse gas emissions. The fledgling maglev train industry would also welcome the availability of higher quality, cheaper HTS wire. Economic reality stalled the initial adoption of maglev transit systems, but maglev development is still strong in Japan, China, Germany, and the United States. NASA is also looking at how superconductors could be used for space. For example, the gyros that keep satellites oriented could use frictionless bearings made from superconducting magnets, improving the satellite's precision. Also, the electric motors aboard spacecraft could be a mere 1/4 to 1/6 the size of non-superconducting motors, saving precious volume and weight in the spacecraft's design. Should we ever establish a base on the moon, superconductors would be a natural choice for ultra-efficient power generation and transmission, since ambient temperatures plummet to 100 K during the long lunar night, and during the months-long journey to Mars, a tabletop MRI machine made possible by HTS wire would be a powerful diagnostic tool to help ensure the health of the crew. Worldwide, the current market for HTS wire is estimated to be $30 billion, according to Castellani, and it is expected to grow rapidly. A backstage pass. The University of Houston has licensed this new wire-making technology to METOX, a company founded in 1997. METOX plans to begin full-scale production of this high-quality HTS wire in 2003, Castellani said. Not surprisingly, the primary scientist for the NASA group at TCSAM, Dr. Alex Ignatieff, can't reveal exactly how they make their HTS wire. The technologies springing from these NASA industry research partnerships must be patented to achieve NASA's goal of using space to benefit American businesses, Ignatieff says. He will, however, share the dinner napkin sketch. Basically, the wire is made by growing a thin film of the superconductor, only a few microns thick, onto a flexible foundation. This well-known production method was improved upon in part through wake shield experiments flown on the space shuttle to learn about growing thin films in the hard vacuum of space. We learned how to grow higher quality oxide thin films from the shuttle experiments and used that in the lab to improve the quality of our superconducting films, Ignatieff explains. In the years to come, that quality will translate into improvements in dozens of industries, from power generation to medical care. Keep an eye on this one. The glamorous career of superconductors has only just begun. This story was written by Patrick Berry, read by Tony Phillips, and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.